Hello and welcome to FuzzDem. I'll be talking today about package URLs and version range specification. The version range specification, both are ways to normalize the way we discuss about package names and version ranges. And they may help build things which are mostly universal in terms of dependency resolution. So that's a very tiny topic. So a few things about me. I'm one of the discoverers of package URLs. And I guess one of my claim to fame is to have been part of one of the largest deletion of code in the Linux kernel. Actually, these were rather commands than code lines, but lots of it. When I say lots of it, we're talking about tens of thousands of commands. And trust me, this is a skill. We managed to crash the build of the Linux kernel in this process. So why are we here? Things are getting a bit hairy and complex. We reuse more and more packages, and that's great. In a way, the vision of our fathers to enable component-based development is really realized today with free and open source software. And what this means is that we can assemble complex apps and systems using bricks, which are the first packages that we love. But the thing is that we end up also with a lot of these packages very quickly, thousands or tens of thousands, when you consider both application and system packages. And we also have deep dependency trees with cross dependencies across system and application packages. You need a database, which may be MySQL or Postgres, that needs to be installed before your application can actually run. And of course, with all these packages, we inherit more bugs, more vulnerabilities, and that's really difficult to manage all that stuff, right? So how do we deal with this problem? As an open source project maintainer, the simple way to deal with all this quantity of dependencies is to put a good old README with installation instructions saying, hey, you know, if you're on Fedora, install these RPM packages. On Debian, use this set of packages instead. Sorry, we don't support Windows, but you could use Brew if you're running on Mac. And then after that, use this, and these packages. That's very quickly hairy and complex. It's a source of infinite head scratching for users. And so there's a few ways these have been dealt with. They all boil down to the same kind of approach, which is replace everything by something new to gain full control all the way down. Big tech companies like Facebook and Google use respectively Buck and Bazel with a large mono repo, a single repository where all the code lives, and what's so-called hermetic build system, which don't build anything that's fetched outside of the code tree. So you have a mono repo with everything on it, and you have a build that's the same for any code, and you manage dependencies within the confine of that mono repo. So that's one way. Or you have new emerging general purpose package manager that deal both with system and application packages. A good example would be SPAC and Conda, the latter being very popular in the data science world. The first one, SPAC, being a great tool for everyone that has a few hundred thousand computer at home or a supercomputer cluster. And last but not least, there are what I would call functional package managers like Nix and UX, which is based on Nix, which basically says we're going to manage in a different way the dependencies, such that you can have multiple dependencies and all the dependencies working together are guaranteed to be tested and have been the one that work together. So it's a different approach. In all the case, the point is, does any of these approach requires you to drop your current ways and replace these by new ways? So that's problematic. So dependency resolution, just to make sure everybody's clear on that, what I'm talking about here is I start with a package I directly depend on. It's a name or maybe a name and version or version range. So for instance, in Python, I could say I'm supporting and I depend on Django version 3.2 and higher, but not 3.4. And it has to be under version 5. That's a complex dependency statement that's somewhat common. So that's my starting point. Second thing, I'm going to go in a package index to fetch the list of all the known versions of this package. And I'm going to select one of these versions that match the constraints of a version range I specified. And then I repeat. Basically, for this version of the package, I'm going to fetch all the versions it depends on, potentially each of them with version range constraints and version constraints. And I repeat recursively until I have a full dependency tree. And then I'm going to update the name and versions that are selected to ensure that the set of dependencies constraints are satisfied globally. So maybe there's another dependency in my tree which says I want Django 4. Therefore, I wouldn't be able to take Django 3.2 and Django 4.5. And in some case, maybe dependencies cannot be satisfied. That happens. But in any case, the code behind this dependency resolution is potentially fairly involved and could involve SAT solvers, so satisfying the volume proposition solvers.